Young kids need no encouragement to be curious. They're that way about everything. But how do you channel that curiosity and translate it into a lifelong love of learning? Those are some of the questions at the heart of playwright and director Annie Wood Cusick's work. She's adapted two Peter Rabbit stories for the Honolulu Theater for Youth. Peter Rabbit is one whose curiosity could get the better of him, and his story could give kids something to think about. Annie has created Peter Rabbit and the Garden for very young children, and she's with us this morning. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning, and happy birthday.
Wow, thank you. You know, the audience of very young children, it's kind of become a specialty of yours, hasn't it?
You know, it's an audience I absolutely adore doing work for, and one that I feel is a huge responsibility to treat with such care, you know. And when I went to see the show the other day, it was at St. Anthony's School in Kailua, and I watched the kids walking into their cafeteria, mm-hmm. and they were, well, actually it wasn't the cafeteria, it was like a kind of the gym hall, and they were just, first of all, they were sort of transported because they were walking into what was normally a big empty room, and there was this set there, mm-hmm. and their faces were just magical, like, wow. And I thought, wow, it's so exciting, because you could do a play in the theatre, and they walk in and they go, okay, there's a light, there's a stage, that's what we're going to look at. But go into their school, take it into, if it's their cafeteria or their gym hall or their classroom or their patio. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful thing to see them transported to a different place. And I love it. I think going to their venues is really important at such a young age, because they're not frightened, you know, they're in a safe environment. And I've seen kids come in the theatre and just start to cry because it's dark,
you know,
or it's loud, and mm-hmm. they don't know where it is, or they don't really know where they're meant to be looking, especially that young, or they've never been there before. And what are all these other people doing there as well, you know?
Yeah.
So for the very young audience members, it's really lovely to go into their space. And yeah, when they came in the other day, I just watched their faces watching the show.
Well, going into their space and transforming that space. I mean, that's a kind of a fundamental lesson about what theater does, isn't it?
Yeah, and just not just transforming the physical space, which we do beautifully, and but transforming what goes on emotionally in that space, you mm-hmm. know, like the laughter and the giggles and the fun that they have is just so wonderful to see. And you know, when I was asked if I would do Peter Rabbit, I was like, well, how do I make these stories, how do I move these stories from being essentially, they felt like bedtime stories. I mean, they're beautiful, they're gentle, sure. and then they go to bed mm-hmm. with a cup of chamomile tea. How do I make that a fun thing for a child, and so they don't just think, okay, it's time to go to sleep now? So I drew on the fact that Beatrix Potter, although she's 99 years older than me, I mean, I just think that's amazing as well, that here I am, you know, a woman 100 years on, doing her work and presenting it. She was very, very English, and that kind of tickled me, because, you know, I'm very, very Scottish, and I thought, well, she's very, very English. Let's do something really beautiful here. So Mrs. Rabbit in our play, I've kind of modelled her on Beatrix Potter. So Peter's mum is very Beatrix-like, and very, like, you know, uses the same kind of language. And Mr. McGregor, he's a real fun character. I think in the stories, he's not really, she doesn't say he's Scottish, but I made him very Scottish, and I had great fun with that, and training the actor to be have a brilliant Scottish brogue as well.
What do you think are the, when you say she's very English, what are the qualities that you stand out by the way?
Very particular, very precise, very gentle, and she's a well-educated woman.
There's a very distinctive, I mean, anybody who has read those stories as a child remembers a very distinctive tone to the Peter Rabbit stories.
You know, maybe it's to do with the watercolors and the painting as well. Mm-hmm. And
But you feel as if you know her, the author, I think, from reading those stories, don't you think?
The way that she writes is, she doesn't just write the story, she's right in there with it. You know, she'll say, well, I wouldn't have liked that to be there at all, even though the rabbit did, you know. So she comments on it, and she's right in the middle of the story. And mm-hmm. that's very, very funny, you know. I love that a lot. So, you know, we have a little moment where Mrs. Rabbit is definitely right there in it as well. And it was great fun, and, you know, creating it for the Hawaii kids, you know, because we have, you know, English accent, the Scottish accent, and we have this world, and I've used the, you know, English
morning
music
Chad
and Scottish music
how are you
So we have, you know, actually English Country Garden is a kind of classic English song, and that starts the show.
Sure.
But yeah, it's Peter is a curious little rabbit, and he goes into Mr. McGregor's garden, even though he's told that he could face death when he goes in there because it could be made into a rabbit pie. And we have a really
very much like a little kid.
Yeah, I'm going to go there anyway, you know. And he's also egged on by his cousin Benjamin, who features in our story as well.
Uh-huh.
I like that, you know, Benjamin is a little bit braver than Peter, or he's perceived to be a bit braver. But actually, you know, I made him, like, you know, scarper in the end and leave Peter on his own. But I do feel doing work for young under fives that I also have a responsibility to be not just promoting great stories, but, like, good messages as well. And
yeah.
So Mr. McGregor, we've got we have this sort of resolution at the end between him and Peter, you know, where they have an exchange that's kind and that's lovely, and it kind of it completes it really
it's
nicely.
It's where you want things to
yeah,
end up.
Yeah, right? You know, you don't, you know, if only Peter had asked if he could have my vegetables, you know,
uh-huh.
Because actually it's quite annoying if you're growing vegetables and the little rabbit just comes and steals them. You know, that I would chase a rabbit around with a rake.
Well,
well
sure.
I wouldn't, but, you know, he does. So it's quite...
Well, that's a message about curiosity, huh,
yeah.
Annie, that, you know, you don't want to abandon your curiosity, but you don't want to just go grabbing every vegetable that you want to grab,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. I'm just thinking about, you know, curiosity is... is what moves us through life and what makes us, you know, smart. I think it's an innate thing. You want to know what's going on over there. I want to learn that. What's that? I think if you don't have curiosity, then how are you going to progress?
Sometimes the arc of life can diminish our curiosity, though. I mean, it's strongest in those under fives that you're reaching out to. But
yeah.
It seems so sad when that kind of wanes over time.
Yeah, you know, we're born with this curiosity. Infants, I mean, look at a baby, even they're yeah. like, they reach for something and
you
they want to see
everything.
What's in that box. And, you know, it's just, it's a beautiful thing. I
well,
wonder
you know,
if it does diminish completely. I'm still curious. Yeah, maybe not as curious.
Oh, sure you are. But, you know, you also, Annie, you're in the business of giving people their first theatrical experience. So
mm-hmm.
you might even be able to contribute to the development of that or the kind of continuation of that curiosity, don't you think?
I think so, and that's what is such a beautiful responsibility. And there, you know, there is a bit in the play where we have to say to the teachers, you know, the kids will get a little bit excited, you know, because the kids do stand up and clap and jump up and down, and but it's okay because that's just them being their part. They become part of it, and they really want to. Yeah, they want. Actually, I wonder if they want Peter to. They do. They want Peter to say sorry. That's what they said. One little kid said, "Say sorry."
That's a good message,
him.
Annie.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for being with us.
Well, have a lovely birthday, guys.
Annie Wood Cusick is a playwright and director whose latest production is Peter Rabbit and the Garden, adapted from Beatrix Potter's stories. It's a world premiere production of the Honolulu Theater for Youth. Details about it can be found on our hpr2.org website.